The Vaquero Cafe Hotline. I got my man Paul Rodriguez, Recon Sports, coming on the show. Paul, what it do, fam?
Hey, Snoop Daniel, how you living, man?
Hey, quarantine. Washing my hands like 12 times a day, 30 seconds each time. I don't need 20, but I just do it hot water, baby.
getting it, man.
Recruiting style, man. Recon athlete all over it. What you got this week since we talked last Friday, Paul?
Man, it's some. We'll start with the big uglies up front. I just want to give some shine to Austin High. Brian Chance Wilson picking up an offer, it was really cool for him. He got offered from Concordia College out of Minnesota, and then that man. I know you're talking about Lowen in the Westlake Chaparrals. Aiden Caird back on it, getting a pickup and offer from Bryant University. So big shout out for him. And then the Cedar Park Timberwolves, man, they are getting offers all over the map, pretty much their entire linebacker core. Louisiana College, D3 school, came in and said, Logan Shaw, we're going to offer you. Shelby Battles, we're going to offer you. Javion Mays, we're going to offer you. And oh, yeah, the wide receiver on the offensive side, Gunnar Abschick, we're going to offer you, too. So four big offers for Louisiana College and Cedar Park. And they just kept coming back. But the biggest guy I wanted to highlight was Demetrius Gardner-Holmes, linebacker, already has an offer standing from Texas Southern, picked up another offer this week from Northwestern, Oklahoma State, and I just want to say, man, I think this guy is extremely underrated.
Absolutely.
I've watched this huddle numerous times. Let me just put it this way. If you're a D1 school south of Austin, Texas State, UTSA, UIW, we can even go to Kingsville, A&M Kingsville. If you need a 6-foot, 205-pound back that can catch out of the backfield, you need to get at Mr. Demetrius Gardner-Holmes and try to Gardner his skill set. But, I mean, the offers are just coming in all over the place right now. Also, the Military Academy still showing love to Brendan Jones. You're seeing that man on Instagram and Twitter.
From LBJ, Brendan Jones.
From LBJ, yes. That's right. Just training with a in the backyard, getting his Dwight Freeney spin move down pat.
Against a chair.
So legit. Against the chair.
Wow.
So dope.
On my feet, I never took a seat. All right, Flex ATX Recon athlete Paul Rodriguez. Real quick, I just want to just kind of backtrack on what you said as far as Cedar Park is concerned. All the linebackers, Javion Mays getting his first offer. Logan Shaw is really on the rise, and Shelby Battles, an 11-5A, a superlative winner last year. We have him picked to be one of our defensive MVP candidates going into next year. So Black Rain is no different. Cedar Park always hangs their hat on a tough defense. You know, you got Coach Carl Abschick, who's been there basically since the inception. And that attitude of the Black Rain for Cedar Park colleges are noticing.
It's definitely something awesome to kind of see it and given that level of respect. But, yeah, Shelby Battles, I think that guy's the heartbeat. He's the captain on the defense, and I'd like to see him get some bigger offers, and I'm pretty sure they're going to come. One more note, just real quick.
Yeah.
You know, the big man, class of 22, Caleb Burton getting that offer from Michigan. So Jim Harbaugh in the midst of the Austin area. And I just want to highlight a couple of receivers from that 22 class that don't get a lot of shine.
Right.
Opposite of Caleb Burton, Trent Leary out of Del Valle. I think that he, as a class of 22 receiver who doesn't have any offers yet, really needs to be on the map. Noah Bird from Lake Travis. I think he's going to have a huge season. I really wish we would have had Sevens on this year because these guys really would have gotten a lot of attention. And then round him out, he's been on the show, Flex, one of the early guests, Jay Lambert at a Hutto. So those three guys aren't having any offers as of yet, but, man, I think they could blow up in this next 2020 season.
Right, and the reason you want to follow along with Flex ATX, a Recon athlete, you know,